The Ghost of Rich Mountain. On one of my many long solo Harley motorcycle treks, away, far away, musing on quiet thoughts, I too softly walked this ancient cemetery. It is a beautiful place. The wind was soft that day, just breathing, life precious through eager leaves. And my mind, already knowing the story of the little girl, moved back to ancient times, and the pioneer folk who, grieving, buried her there. I find such moments far from morbidly depressing, more uplifting, soaring even. A moment in time when the often obscured truth of our human existence, that strange mask that we, or others, impose upon our sight, is gently peeled off for us mortals to see clearly, at least for a brief moment. We are so small, so finite, so very limited in our capacity to grasp our frailty. How easy it is for men to float off the cardboard stage, puffed up with vanity and narcissistic hubris. I read statements by our politicians, I read their body language, I sense the haughty condescension in their gaze. So often these days they're cruel perversions, not even disguised. At times they make me angry and I launch my two-wordy, possibly futile tirades. They make me cross. At other times I just feel sad and I wonder, how can I even begin to communicate how millions of us lowly cattle feel and think so vastly differently, which doesn't make us any less, or make us into an expendable herd that may be culled and medically experimented upon to these haughty would-be owners' satisfaction? For we, hundreds of millions of us, are opposed to Judaism, their communism, their awful Talmud, their terrible record of blood and murder, genocide and cruelty, their insidious, blatant nepotism and demonic power-seeking. We are simple, deeply respecting men and women. We maybe conceive of our God in different ways, but we are united in the love for our people and the search for our Heavenly Father, the creator of the universe, we sense and hold in awe. It is not permissible for a small, tiny, ruthless tribe to seek to brazenly impose its vision and will upon the rest of humanity. What manner of man dare solemnly claim, since the Jews are the highest and most cultured people on earth, the Jews have the right to subordinate to themselves the rest of mankind and to be masters over the whole earth? Yet Rabbi Harry Wotton makes this claim proudly in his book. I am not a hater. I could lose myself in a mountain cabin surrounded by books, poetry, a well-ridden Harley and the stars at night. But in my own way, I love my people, and I shall fight, if need be, tooth and nail. That little girl so long ago, who bravely went out into the storm, trudging through the snow to fetch water, her family so sick, and then she encountered the wolves. She lies there buried in a perfect place, and we, pilgrims, tread softly. We think of the tales told of strange light and the figure of a little girl glimpsed briefly running through the trees. And I, as a mortal puny man, in awe of my brief existence, in awe of my Creator, in eternal search of meaning and truth, I wish she would appear to me hesitant and shy, just for a moment, and I could drop to my knees, hold out my arms, and encourage her to run into my warm embrace.